Morning, everybody, or evening, I guess. Welcome to the Board of Adjustment for the City of Bettendorf. Roll call, please.
Clements. Gallagher.
Here.
Spranger.
Here.
Tombergs.
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum. This is the Board of Adjustment. We are normally a five-member board. There's three of us here today. It's our function to review special uses and variances. We are appointed by the mayor. So how about minutes? We had minutes of our last meeting. You've all received those. Do I have any additions or corrections to the minutes?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. They're approved unanimously. The next is the first item on the agenda is case 19056. It's 2285 St. Andrews Court. This matter, I'm sorry, actually has been withdrawn, so we will not have that before us today. So B is case 19072. It's 2226 Lundy Lane. It's an R1. It's a variance from the requirement to enclose a swimming pool with a fence, and it's submitted by Russell Kurtz. Do I have a staff report?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Just shortly, though, Mr. Sankson wanted me to inform the board that our city attorney, Chris Kern, will issue a memo on the case that was withdrawn, case 19056, and that will be coming sometime to you in the future. Getting to this case involving the variance request to have a pool enclosure that will be placed over the pool instead of a fence, access to the locale can be taken directly off of Devil's Glen Road down Lundy Lane to the site as it's shown here. This is an outline of the structure, and then this is the area that will be covered by the 18 by 36 foot pool cover, and this is some of the pool cover designations that essentially outline the definition of the cover, and that according to, I believe, to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, that the power safety cover over pools is used in the same juncture with fencing as a means of a barrier to act as a way of keeping people out of the pool when the pool is not in use or supervised. And then there are more like the UL certification. Here's standard, I think it was F1346-91. And then here we are talking about, again, the barriers as relating to pools. And then the safety information regarding, again, the safety devices that are used around pools. This is the site and the locale, and I believe you can see that there is a cover around this particular pool. And I think that was the last, yeah, that's the last attachment. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the board, please?
I do. The documentation that was in our packet said pool covers add another layer of protection after fences. And so that's probably one of my concerns, is that it's an additional layer of protection, not the major layer of protection. That I think, you know, as many opportunities as we have to not have accidents happen, the fence does not allow a child in, but the forgetting to put the pool cover back on would be something that is just human error. So that's the, according to what this documentation said, that it's another layer, not in place of.
All My understanding is the ordinance provides that we must have a pool, a fence around the pool, and it also prescribes the height of the fence, doesn't it?
Yes.
Have we ever waived this in any other time in the city?
I don't know. I didn't know if John had any research that indicated as such.
I guess I have the same concerns. It seems like it's a great additional protection, but it probably doesn't, in my mind, eliminate the need for the fence itself. Anything else from that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Anybody wish to speak in favor of this? Anybody wish to speak opposed to it? Seeing none, what's your pleasure?
Well, I'll make a motion to deny the variance request on case 19-072 at 2226 Lundy Lane.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Tom Burks?
Yes.
Okay, so that request has been denied. The next item is case 19-083. It's 3557 Middle Road. It's a special use permit to allow a bar submitted by the Quarry Cure. Anyway, QC?
Quarry.
Yeah, Quarry is what I'm trying to say. Quarry QC LLC. Staff report.
Mr. Chairman, the site is located off of Devil's Glen Road, also off of Middle Road. You have Arby's here, you have the veterinary clinic, you have Whitey's at those locales. This gives you an idea of where it is. It's further to the east. This is your west side right here. Special use permit being requested, one thing staff did look at was the number of parking spaces, and what was anticipated for this bar, given its size not being that large, was that operating in what might be off hours relative to the rest of these businesses is that essentially those 25 spaces out of the 107 provided should be sufficient enough to meet the needs of the bar. So that was the big hurdle for staff in looking at this proposal. Would ask if there are any questions.
Any questions from the commission?
No.
No.
Anyone in the audience wish to address this in connection with this matter? Anybody in favor of it? Anybody opposed? Okay.
This is just allow the bar. This isn't an outdoor, like the outdoor use that we've had before.
No, I think this is just a bar.
Just a bar use, yeah. Okay.
It actually said in there further on that if they needed to come back if it was an outdoor.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
So do I have a motion to approve or deny?
I would move to approve.
I'll second that.
Okay. Roll call.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Tom Burks?
Yes.
Okay. That's approved then. The next is case 19-084. It's 5123 Middle Road. It's a variance to reduce the required front yard setback from 20 to 11 feet to allow enlargement of an existing 4.5 by 17 foot deck, and it's submitted by Townsend Engineering. Staff report, please.
Mr. Chairman, the site is pretty much adjacent to Middle Road, and then there's an access that comes in off of to Red Fox Road right there. And the petitioner is looking to add this to accommodate a business which right now the means of entry are rather limited for the permitted business, which is limited retail of furniture sales. This is what is already existing right here. So they're asking for an encroachment essentially in this L shape right here. To accommodate the entry into the structure. And this will give you an idea of the existing, and then it would only come out to a certain distance, basically double what this figure is right here. And then you're adding on an additional 6.5 feet to the structure. And this gives you an idea. The entry already at the front of the building is basically impacted because there is, I believe, a 30-foot type walkway and a very tight turn. So negotiating the front entry for this particular business is basically impossible. So that's why going to this next solution has been offered by the petitioner in providing a solution so that this space can be used here and there is no means of entry from the bottom on the other side, on the east side, to gain entry in here. I'd ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the board? Anyone wish to speak in favor of this?
Hi there. Chris Townsend with Townsend Engineering. We prepared this application for our client, the Powells, who are here with their tenant. If you have any questions for them, this one is kind of unique. I've been involved in several of these where they're a deck trying to go in a side setback in a residential situation where they're going to have tiki torches and grills and things like that. This is completely different. It's just for access. It'll look great. And it was built as a spec building originally with a single door. This tenant needs a double door to get this furniture in and out is simply all it is. So we need to enlarge that so that they could get it. And the elevation change, there's about a 2-foot drop, unfortunately, from the finished floor down 2 to 3 down to the ground. And that's why this is needed.
Anyone wish to speak opposed to it? Nope. Any further questions from the commission? I keep calling you commission.
That's more efficient.
Yeah, it's more important. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve or deny then?
I would move to approve.
I would second that.
Okay. Roll call.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Springer?
Yes.
Humbert?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like that's it. So we're adjourned. Thank you all for coming.